在这些事之中。
The things about Moses.
关于摩西的事。
Most of them have happened to he that speaks with you here.
大多数的事情都发生在他身上，现在在这里跟你说话的这位。
Actually, this is one of them.
事实上，这是他们之中的其中一位。
Among the things.
在这些事之中。
That have happened to Elijah, the terrible prophet of the Lord.
发生在主的可畏先知以利亚身上。
Most of them,
大多数的事情
if not all,
几乎是全部
have happened to he that speaks with you.
已经发生在他身上跟你说话的这位。
Listen to me now.
现在听我说。
Among the conversations of Daniel,
在但以理的对话之中，
his dreams and visions,
他的梦和意象，
the Lord has shown me majority of what he showed Daniel.
主已经向我显现大多数他向但以理所显现的。
In fact,
事实上，
the vision of the rapture of the dead,
死人被提的意象中，
that you see in Daniel 12,
你看到在但以理书十二章，
that was given to Daniel also earlier on,
这也在早些时候给了但以理，
when he shared with me,
当他向我分享时，
when it's now about to happen,
当现在这即将要发生之际，
but he had shared with Daniel.
但他已经向但以理分享了。
In fact, the revelation is in the book of Daniel.
事实上，这启示在但以理书。
Look at this now.
现在注意。
One of the conversations he shared with Daniel.
其中一个他向但以理所分享的对话。
That helps you understand the authority of the garment.
能够帮助你了解衣服的权柄。
Is this one I'm sharing here now?
就是这我现在在这里分享的。
In that dream,
在那意象中，
I found myself standing,
我发现我自己站在
at a place,
一个地方，
and right in front of me,
就在我正前方，
was a huge, humongous statue,
有一个巨大、巨大无比的雕像，
very big,
非常大，
even the feet and the toes in front of me here,
即便是脚和脚趾就在我面前，
a huge, humongous statue.
一个巨大、巨大无比的雕像。
And I remember in the dream,
而我记得在那意象中，
I was asking,
我在问着，
What is this?
这是什么？
What is this?
这是什么？
Then, as I was still surprised,
接着，正当我还在惊讶之余，
At what this is,
这到底是什么？
Then, in that dream,
之后，在那意象中，
From this direction here,
在这里的这个方向，
Came a rock,
滚来了一块石头
that came,
它来
and smashed the statue,
并粉碎了雕像
and what shocked me,
而令我感到震惊的是
the humongous statue,
巨大无比的雕像
very huge, very huge, unbelievable,
非常巨大令人难以置信
what shocked me,
令我震惊的是
is the way the statue disintegrated down like that.
那雕像瓦解的方式
A huge statue
一个巨大的雕像
Very very huge
非常非常巨大
Then all of a sudden
接着突然之间
Struck by a rock
被一颗石头袭击
Look at this now
现在注意
Down finished in one second
倒下来瞬间之内被终结
And as I was in that shock
正当我在那震惊之中时
Then also
同时
the dust,
尘土
flowing like this from the chaff,
从碎石中飘动着
as I was still shocked by this,
正当我还被这景况震惊时
how the statue disintegrated very very fast,
雕像是如何非常非常快速的被瓦解
and then the dust of it,
之后雕像中的尘土
like this, as if swept by wind, in fact covered me a bit, some of it fell on me,
像这样的飘动着像是被风吹动事实上还稍稍向我这里吹来其中一些尘土落在我身上
then all of a sudden,
接着突然之间
this rock that hit it,
这颗袭击的石头
became a very huge mountain,
变成了一座非常巨大的山
and from where I was standing,
而从我站立之处
This side looked blue
这一侧看起来是蓝色的
Light blue
浅蓝色
This side light blue
这一侧浅蓝色。
That mountain filled the whole earth.
那座山充满了全世界。
So even where to put my feet was a problem. I thought I was going to fall into the ocean.
因此，即便是要找到能够放置我双脚的地方，都成了问题。我以为我会摔落到海洋中。
So I thought I was fearing I'm going to fall in the ocean because there's nowhere to step. It fills the whole earth.
所以我害怕，我以为我会掉入海中，因为没有站立的地方。那座山充满了全世界。
Only later.
只有在之后。
I understood when I woke up.
当我醒来时，我明白了。
This was not the ocean.
这并不是海洋。
This was the space.
这是一个空间。
When I woke up.
当我醒来时，
I want to use this to speak to you about the garment.
我想使用这个部分来跟你们谈到衣服。
The authority of the garment.
衣服的权柄。
Why?
为什么？
He sends me here.
他差派我到这里。
He shows me this type of dream.
向我显现这类的意象。
I want to use this.
我想使用这个部分。
Talk about the authority of the garment.
来谈论衣服的权柄。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So can we go to the book of Daniel chapter 2?
所以我们能够看到但以理书第二章吗？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Because
因为
what's the point being born again and miss eternity?
重生却错失永恒有什么用处呢？
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章
verses 34 to 35.
34到35节。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章
Verses 34 to 35.
三十四到三十五节。
He says.
他说。
When you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them.
你观看，见一块非人手凿出来的石头，打在这半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were broken to small pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain that filled the whole earth.
于是铁泥铜银金都一同砸得粉碎，诚如夏天河场上的糠秕，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满全地。
Verse 44 and 45.
四十四到四十五节。
Same Daniel chapter 2.
还是在但以理书第二章。
Then he says.
之后他说。
Verse 44.
四十四节。
In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, neither will it be left to another people. It will crush all the other kingdoms and bring them to an end. But it will itself endure forever.
当那列王在位时，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别名，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
Verse 45, he says.
四十五节，他说。
This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze.The clay, the silver, and the gold into pieces.
你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎铁、铜、泥、银、金，那就是至大的神把后来必有的事给王指明。这梦准是这样，这讲解也是确实的。
What is the meaning of this dream?
这意象当中的含义是什么？
Daniel saw it.
但以理看到
a huge statue,
一个巨大的雕像
a rock,
一块石头
came from this side, in that dream, this side,
来到这一边，在那意象中这一边
and struck it,
并打向它
and in a few seconds disintegrated, finished it.
而在极短的时间内粉碎了它，终结了它。
And then,
接着
finished it,
终结它。
And dust,
以及尘土。
Like the threshing of wheat,
就像糠秕。
Dust,
尘土。
Some of it came on me,
其中一些飘到我身上。
Then in a moment,
接着在一个短暂的片刻。
The rock,
石头。
Became a mountain.
变成了一座山
，a very very huge mountain，
一座非常非常巨大的山。
In fact，
事实上
，for me，
于我而言
，I thought I was going to fall off，
我以为我将要坠落
，nowhere to step on，
无处可站
，filled the whole earth，
充满全地
，that mountain，
那座山
，such that I had nowhere to step。
在那情况中，我无处可站。
I am going to fall off.
我将要坠落。
Then he says.
接着他说。
That the interpretation of this dream.
这个意象的说明。
He says.
他说。
That the God of heaven.
天堂的神。
Is at this point.
在那时。
Going to set up a kingdom.
将要建立一个国度。
A small rock.
一块小石头
For me,
对我而言
it came from my left, this side actually up, down like this.
它从我左边这一侧过来，像这样上上下下的动着。
Smashed,
粉碎了
the statue,
雕像。
I am still shocked,
我还在震惊之中。
Dust,
尘土。
I am still shocked at the dust,
因着这尘土，我还在震惊之中。
That filledThe whole earth,
充满全地。
What is the meaning of this?
这当中有什么含义呢？
I told you.
我告诉了你。
If there is anything Jesus went to the cross for,
如果有任何事是耶稣上十字架为了要得取的
，righteousness,
公义。
And I said,
我说过
，that righteousness is his.
那公义是他的，他的。
Fine linen,
细麻衣。
Finest linen,
最细致的麻衣。
Bright and clean,
光亮而洁白。
His,
他的。
Was given to the church,
赐给了教会。
If you got the book of Philippians,
如果你看到腓立比书
chapter 3,
第三章
8 to 10,
八到十节。
He says,
他说
the righteousness of God.
神的公义
to give you the righteousness of God,
为了要给你神的公义
a human being,
人类
a mere mortal,
仅仅是凡人
now to have the righteousness of God,
现在得到神的公义
and then he says,
接着他说
that in the time of these kingdoms,
在这些国度的时代
the God of heaven,
天堂的神
isGoing to come,
即将要来
and smash,
粉碎
all these kingdoms,
所有这些国度
and set up one kingdom,
并建立一个国度
and set up,
建立
I am speaking to you from my dream now,
我现在向你们所说的来自于我的意象
and set up one kingdom,
建立一个国度
by this rock,
借着这块石头
Listen,
听着
Bring them all down,
将他们全都击垮
and set up,
并建立
one kingdom of the gospel,
一个福音的国度
one kingdom of the Messiah,
一个弥赛亚的国度
I'm just summarizing for you now.
我现在仅仅在向你们做摘要
Listen,
听着
When men fell,
当人类堕落
In the garden,
在伊甸园。
When men fell in the garden,
当人类在伊甸园中堕落时
，the God of heaven,
天堂的神
，He created Adam and Eve,
他创造了亚当和夏娃
，and gave them freedom,
并给了他们自由。
They could choose,
他们大可以选择
to obey Him,
来顺服他
or not,
或是不要。
And they chose not to obey.
而他们选择了不顺服。
And the original righteousness,
而最初的公义
was lost，
丢失了
was lost，
丢失了。
And when they lost it，
当他们丢失时，
when you go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 15，
当你看到创世纪第三章十五节，
then he says，
接着他说，
Genesis 3:15，
创世纪第三章十五节，
he says，
他说，
Genesis 3:15，
创世纪第三章十五节。
And I'll put enmity and I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between the offspring of the woman and hers, between you and the woman and between the offspring of the serpent and that of the woman.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
AndThe offspring of the woman,
女人的后裔
will crush the head of the serpent,
要粉碎蛇的头。
But the serpent,
但是蛇
will strike his heel,
要伤他的脚跟。
Strike his heel,
伤他的脚跟。
That is the dream I saw,
这就是我看到的意象。
That is the dream I saw,
这就是我看到的意象。
He say,
他说
ThatMan fell.
人类堕落了。
The innocence went.
清白离开了。
Jesus came.
耶稣来。
And restored it on the cross.
在十字架上重建它。
By the garment.
借着衣服。
By righteousness.
借着公义。
Look at this now.
现在注意。
And he said.
他说。
That from that time on.
从那时开始。
He's putting enmity.
他放置敌对关系
，a conflict
冲突
，between the woman and the snake
在女人和蛇之间
，because of this friendship
因着这段友谊
，this friendship
这段友谊
，putting enmity
放置敌对关系
，between the woman and the serpent
在女人和蛇之间
，and then
之后
，between her offspring。Her children and the children of the serpent.
在他的孩子与蛇的孩子之间
Meaning,
这表示
From that day on,
从那天开始
The Lord,
主
pronounced a conflict,
宣判了一个冲突
Between corruption and righteousness,
在腐败和公义之间
Between immorality and holiness,
在放荡和圣洁之间
，between the truth and lies，
在真理和谎言之间
，and he says，
他说
，that conflict，
那冲突
would be sustained eternally，
会永恒的维持住
，to the extent，
到达一个程度
，that a born again person， a sanctified person soul，
一个重生的人，一个成圣的人灵魂
，a born again soul。
一个重生的灵魂
can never agree with Satan again，
永远都不可能再次向撒旦妥协。
Meaning，
这表示
idol worship，
偶像崇拜
and the worshiping of Christ，
以及对基督的敬拜
must be in constant conflict， can never reconcile at all，
必须有恒久的冲突，永远都不可能再和解。
I saw，
我看到
I saw in the dream，
我在意象中看到
I saw it very well，
我看得非常清楚
the rock，
那石头
crushed，
粉碎
he crushed the statue，
他粉碎了雕像
that represents，
这代表着
the idols，
偶像
the idols of this world，
这个世界的偶像
the kingdoms of this world，
这个世界的国度。
and I saw with my eyes，
我亲眼看见
the rockBecame a mountain，
石头变成一座山
，and covered the whole earth，
并遮盖住全地。
I saw，
我看到
a huge mountain，
一座巨大的山。
I had no space，
我一点空间都没有。
There was no place，
那里没有任何空间。
The mountain，
那座山。
The kingdom of Jehovah，
耶和华的国度。
The garment，
那衣服
represents。The victory
代表着战胜
The triumph
胜利
The triumph of Jesus.
耶稣的胜利。
Over this thing here.
胜过这里的这些事。
These things that have held you back.
这些阻碍着你的事。
I don't know what has held you back.
我不知道是什么阻碍了你。
Is it a home?
是一个家吗？
Is it your citizenship makes you too complicated to receive the Lord?
是因为你的公民身份搞得你太过复杂，没有办法接受救主吗？
I have a question right here.
我现在在这里有一个问题。
And I'm asking the church.
我现在要问教会。
If the Lord.
如果主。
In Genesis 3:15.
在创世纪三章十五节。
Decreed.
判决。
That the Messiah, the seed of a woman would come.
弥赛亚，女人的子孙将会来到。
And crush the head of the serpent.
并粉碎蛇的头。
Meaning.
这表示
and deal it a fatal blow,
并给他致命的击打
fatal,
致命的
fatal blow, fatal death,
致命的击打死亡
because
因为
the serpent bruised him, right?
蛇伤害了他对吗
on the cross,
在十字架上
but did not kill him,
但并没有杀了他
meaning
这表示
the striking of the heel is not fatal,
在那山丘上的击打并不是致命的
But he said,
但是他说
the offspring of the woman,
女人的后裔
the seed of the woman,
女人的罪
will crush the head,
会粉碎那头
a fatal blow,
致命的打击
that day when he promised the Messiah,
那天当他承诺了弥赛亚
in Genesis 3:15
在创世纪三章十五节
Look at this now.
现在注意
Then he said,
接着他说
I also declare,
我同时也宣告
an eternal battle,
一场永恒的战役
between light and darkness,
在光明和黑暗之间
between corruption and holiness,
在腐败和圣洁之间
But why is the church,
但是为什么教会
now agreeing,
现在在妥协呢
Why are you now agreeing?
为什么你现在在妥协呢
Because in Kenya,
因为在肯尼亚
they have sustained the conflict,
他们维持住这场冲突
between light and darkness,
在光明与黑暗之间
they have maintained it,
他们维持住了
there is a constant war,
有一场持续不断的战争
When it comes, you combat.
当他来时，你搏斗。
When it comes, corruption, you combat.
当腐败来了，你搏斗。
When immorality comes, you combat.
当放荡来了，你搏斗。
Because he said,
因为他说
I declare an eternal battle.
我宣告一场永恒的战役。
But the church,
但是教会
Why did you stop the war?
为什么你停止战斗了呢？
Why did you stop the conflict?
为什么你停止冲突了呢?
Why did you stop the fight?
为什么你停止斗争了呢?
For as long as the church is fighting,
因为只要教会在争斗着,
For as long as the church sustains that eternal conflict,
因为只要教会维持住这场永恒的冲突,
Then she is consecrated.
那么她就成圣了。
Then she is wearing the garment.
那么她就穿上这件衣服了。
Then she is going to heaven.
那么她将要去天堂。
Why have you agreed?
为什么你妥协了呢?
Agreed.
妥协。
Light and darkness have now agreed.
光明与黑暗现在和平共处。
And they say to each other.
他们告诉着彼此。
You don't touch me.
你别碰我。
And respect me,
并尊敬我。
I also don't touch you,
我也不碰你。
And respect you,
并尊重你。
But for me,
但是于我而言
I want a conflict,
我想要一场冲突。
Because he said,
因为他说
I will declare,
我会宣告
an eternal conflict,
一场永恒的冲突。
Why did you stop the war?
为什么你停止战斗了呢
Why are you now agreeing?
为什么你现在妥协了呢